This is Matt.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good evening, sir. My name is Joe, okay? And the reason I'm calling, I'm not selling anything. I am calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be brief as possible. Is that okay with you?
Go for it.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so I want, okay, thank you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Now, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Now, what is your age, sir?
I am 43.
43, you said, okay. Now, moving forward, sir, I want to get you back to your day. I do want to thank you for your time. Moving forward. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's such an open-ended question that I don't really feel comfortable answering that.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are very favorable towards them, 0 means that you are very unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
One way
about
or the other.
You may use, okay. Now, the U.S.
Gotcha.
Department of Education.
I don't know. 75.
Okay. The National Education Association.
Same.
Okay. Public schools.
Same, 75.
Public school teachers.
80.
Thank you. Charter schools.
65.
And Joe Biden.
Give him a 75.
Moms for Liberty.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I guess a 0? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. What about woke? What about woke culture or wokeism?
We're just going to go ahead and give that a 50-50.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat?
50.
50. Thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't really know. I haven't
okay.
looked at them at all.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Now, please rate from 0 to 10, where 10 means the public school prepares them very well, 5 means that public school prepares them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic that I will read. Now, be ready. Okay. Be ready for a higher education like college from 0 to 10.
7.
7. What about develop critical thinking skills?
7.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
4.
Okay. And understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
5.
And develop social skills.
6.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
7.
Okay, moving forward. So now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Okay. And now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Last 2 years? No, something like that.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
How much? How do you want me to answer that?
A lot, a little, nothing at all.
A little.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've read a lot about that.
Okay. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Now, we're almost done. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with this? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Now, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
I strongly agree with that.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this? Somewhat agree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, like I said, we're almost finished. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that Sensei would help improve the quality of public schools. Which, please tell me what you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly oppose,
okay. Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Okay. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal
strongly
in problems.
Oppose.
Okay. Now, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly oppose.
Adding an ethnic studies to unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Support.
Okay. Moving forward, and like I said, we're almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new black studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a black studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
And I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, which then means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing, and 0 means not at all convincing, okay? Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this is a not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? From 0 to 10.
I go to 10.
Okay. Now, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you strongly feel that this is convincing someone? A 10? Okay, thank you. And we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
Yeah, I just give it a time.
Okay, now, so someone, this will, the last few, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular, and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with this? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly agree? Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
And the last question, sir, are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college, I guess. I don't know, second year of college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Employed.
And are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried with a partner.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Nope.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
And is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Not currently, no.
It doesn't apply to you or someone in your household?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And, sir, I do want to thank you for your time. This concludes our survey. You've been a bit help, and thank you for your participation, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
Teacher, thanks.
Bye-bye.